Welcome back to segment two of program nine, and just a little administrative comment here. You will hear me say, well, welcome back to this segment of this particular program, and that's designed for you to be able to recall a particular comment that may offend you or you may agree with. If you put down a piece of paper and you write Wes and say, look, Woody said this, and I think it was segment two of program nine, and I don't like it, or, yeah, he hit the nail on the head. Anyway, this is program nine. It's about the Sound of Freedom and its impact on this host. And this is the second segment. And this second segment deals with the following. The Sound of Freedom made me realize America is very probably and of a certainty at the very polar end of our declension right now. Because if we men, moral men, men charged by God Himself with the responsibility of protecting our families, our communities, our churches, and our nation, a sovereign, a solemn responsibility that each man bears, if we haven't done it, then things like what I saw on the movie screen Tuesday night mark the horrible declension of America because men now are not doing anything. Perhaps I'm open for criticism. Woody, you're just talking about it. You're just talking about it. You're just talking about it. Yeah, that's what most of us have been doing. We've been talking about it. And we've left the actual action to the very few brave men who have actually gone out and done something. But they're too few, like this gentleman in this movie, Timothy, played by Jim Caviezel. We are fully feminized. In a righteous male culture, the protocol is always and without exception focused, virtuous leadership. Now, I'm talking about successful cultures, those that endure like America has. Are focused, virtuous in their leadership. The mission is inspired and trustworthy followership of every citizen. And the mandate is action. We are people who believe America is in trouble. We can say why we believe America's in trouble, but we can also really say what we really believe based on what we do about it. Real belief produces an action. And when we have inspired leadership that is focused and virtuous, and we have male followers who are inspired themselves and who are trustworthy as followers, then meaningful action can take place. But in America today, our real illustration of the mess we're in, the feminizing of culture, is that, well, let's just put it kind of simply this way. Experts aren't. Leaders don't. Or can't. That is a terrible indictment of what leads us now from top to bottom, but particularly what leads us in the office of President of the United States, the executive branch. We see it in the congressional branch, and we see it in elements even of our judicial branch. There are some real cancers in that group of nine justices. We need to start doing something. The gentleman that does a previous program has been saying that over and over and over again. It is time for us to act. And I guess the first step is the clarion call. And that's what I hope, collectively, that we're doing here at WCGA. For those tiny handful of people who actually listen, I mean really listen, not doing something else, purposely listening to this program and the other really good programs that are on WCGA, AM 1100, to that small handful, they're beginning to understand the mission because they're getting the message that America is in trouble and the few men that are left must stand up. And when I saw that movie again, I keep coming back to it, I realized the horror of what exists right now amongst millions of children worldwide and has for 40 years. I first began to look into this and speak against it in 1980 in Warner Robins, Georgia, when I was a KC-135 tanker commander and was attending the First Baptist Church of Warner Robins. And I did some study, and we brought an evangelist to Warner Robins to talk about this problem of the corruption of youth. And it wasn't overwhelmingly well received then. I think everybody would simply yawn now at what was said, based on the fact that we're not doing anything with this horrible, horrible situation that exists. But the takeaway, the important takeaway from what happened to me on Tuesday night is, folks, we're there. We're there. We have two groups of people right now that are discussing what's happening in America. Their worldview is aimed at either eventual victory or, as I feel, the ultimate judgment of God upon a very evil nation. And after Tuesday night, I don't know why we're not a smoking hole right now. But here is the great irony. Here is the great irony. And I'll be talking about this later on in the show. A person I respect deeply, I have great respect for this gal. She made a very revealing statement when I told her about the Sound of Freedom. She came back and told me all the reasons that she wasn't going to see this movie because she has an issue with Jim Caviezel and the man he portrays. And it comes from some, to her, hero source who has passed along some information to her about who they are and what they are. And she seems to believe that there is a great rescue force, and I'm not talking about God and his angels out there, who are going to very soon emerge to right the wrongs, and that some of the people involved with that movie were in the dark side, according to her. Well, all I know is the result of the movie was powerful. And when people who are moral or Christian don't understand that cutting off the legs at the knees of people who are doing something good is stupid, and we've got a lot of folks out there that are doing stupid things. Join me on the backside as we continue to discuss this issue in segment three, but please leave with this point. If you come up with reasons continually why you can't do something that's good because you're virtue signaling, then you're part of the problem. And this young lady is part of the problem. Wonderful gal, but part of the problem because one of her heroes said something that at best is dumb or could be intentionally slid in to cause people to not do what is good. Join me in segment three. Thank you.